The DOJ just charged 10 foreign nationals for running crypto pump and dump rings. The U.S. Department of Justice charged 10 foreign nationals tied to four cryptocurrency firms for orchestrating pump and dump schemes across dozens of digital tokens. Three executives appeared in federal court in Oakland on March 30th after being extradited from Singapore. The latest arrests in what has become one of the broadest crypto market manipulation investigations in U.S. history. Operation Token Mirrors catches its next wave. The charges stem from Operation Token Mirrors, an FBI undercover sting that began in May 2024. Federal agents created a fake Ethereum token called NexFund AI and posed as a legitimate project seeking market-making services. The trap worked. Firms pitched wash trading packages, documented their methods, and left a trail of evidence that prosecutors are now using to dismantle four separate operations. The four firms named in the indictments are Gotbit, Vortex, Antier Solutions, and Contrarian. Each is accused of running structured trading designed to simulate demand for tokens that had little or no organic buying interest. The playbook was consistent: inflate volume through coordinated sham trades, attract retail investors with the appearance of momentum, then dump holdings at the peak. Among the three defendants extradited from Singapore, the most prominent are Manu Singh, the 34-year-old CEO of Contrarian, and Kushagra Srivastava, the firm's CFO, Vasu Sharma, 26, a business development associate at Contrarian, and Sabi Singh, an executive at partner firm Antier Solutions, also face charges. All appeared before U.S. District Judge Araceli Martinez Olguin. Gotbit already fell. The others are next. Operation Token Mirrors has been producing results for over a year. Gotbit, the most prominent firm caught in the sting, has already been dismantled. Its founder and CEO, Alexei Andriunin, was extradited from Portugal, pleaded guilty to two counts of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit market manipulation, and was sentenced to 8 months in prison. He also forfeited approximately $23 million in stablecoins. Gotbit itself received 5 years of probation and ceased operations. Two additional defendants from the broader investigation entered guilty pleas before the March 30th court appearances, bringing the total number of resolved cases to 3 out of 10. The remaining seven defendants, including the four who appeared in Oakland, face charges of wire fraud and wire fraud conspiracy, each carrying a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and $250,000 in fines per violation. More than $25 million in cryptocurrency has been seized across the full operation to date, and the scheme affected over 60 different tokens. How the wash trading machine worked. The firms charged in Operation Token Mirrors were not simply rogue traders. They marketed wash trading as a professional service. Gotbit, for example, operated from 2018 to 2024, offering clients a menu of volume inflation options. The process was mechanical. The firm would execute trades between wallets it controlled, creating the illusion of active markets. Token projects paid for these services because exchange listings and investor interest both correlate with visible trading volume. The NexFund AI sting exposed how normalized this market had become. When FBI agents approached firms posing as a new token project, multiple companies offered wash trading without hesitation. The ease with which agents obtain these services suggests the practice extended well beyond the four firms charged so far. For retail investors, the damage is straightforward. Fake volume tricks both human traders and algorithmic systems into interpreting dead tokens as active markets. Buyers enter at inflated prices. When the orchestrators sell, the price collapses, and late entrants absorb the loss. What this means for market makers, the DOJ is drawing a clear line: legitimate market making, where a firm provides liquidity by posting real bids and asks, is legal and necessary. Wash trading, where a firm trades with itself to fabricate volume, is wire fraud. The distinction matters because many crypto market makers operate in a gray area where the two overlap. The Gotbit sentence sent a signal. But 8 months for $23 million forfeiture struck some observers as lenient. The pending cases against Contrarian and Antier executives will test whether prosecutors push for harsher penalties now that they have established precedent. 20-year maximum sentences give judges significant room. For crypto users evaluating new tokens or platforms, the case is a reminder that trading volume on smaller tokens is one of the most easily manipulated metrics in the market. A token showing $5 million in daily volume on a decentralized exchange may have $4.8 million of that generated by a single firm trading with itself. The broader enforcement pattern Operation Token Mirrors fits into a wider DOJ and SEC pattern of using traditional fraud statutes to prosecute crypto manipulation. The KuCoin CFTC settlement earlier this year, the NVIDIA class action over hidden crypto GPU revenue, and ongoing stablecoin regulation efforts all point in the same direction. U.S. regulators are applying existing tools aggressively rather than waiting for new crypto-specific legislation. Bitcoin traded at 68,500 as of April 1, 2026, up 0.6% in 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index at 31 fear. The enforcement news had no visible impact on major token prices, which is itself telling. The market has largely priced in the reality that pump-and-dump operators will get caught. The question is whether the penalties will be severe enough to deter the next batch.